This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Tuesday, October 9. The Curtain of the Temple. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 15. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing near heard this, they said, "Listen, he's calling Elijah." Someone ran, filled a sponge with white vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down," he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion, who stood there in front of Jesus, saw how he died, he said, "Surely, this man was the Son of God." In the ancient temple of the Lord in Jerusalem, there was a curtain embroidered with angels, which separated the holy place from the most holy place. The most holy place became the dwelling place of God among his people. Only the high priest could go behind the curtain and enter into that place. There, he could offer atonement for the sins of the people once a year. This taught the people that God is holy and that sinful people cannot stand in God's presence. The curtain of the temple symbolized the separation between the holy God and sinful people. And if anyone violated this practice, they would die. When Jesus died to atone for our sin, however, he cried out, "It is finished." And the curtain separating the people from God was torn in two. Jesus' death on the cross accomplished everything necessary for our salvation. He became the ultimate high priest for us, and his finished work reconciled us with God. Because of Jesus, the Spirit of God now comes to live in our hearts, making us his temple. So we who were once without hope and without God in the world, who once were far away, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. We have new life and the power of Christ by the Holy Spirit to live for God each day. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for loving us and bringing us near to you in Christ, our Savior. Help us to live faithfully for you. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.